And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Okay, so no big surprise. I did go to the movies, and compared to a couple last 2 or 3 weeks, there are some really quite good movies playing. Last week, actually, I shouldn't say that. There was just one week when there was kind of nothing. But since the Hamnet has come and is still there, and I have to say Hamnet was wonderful. I think I said that in a previous week. So this week was a little bit of a change. Well, a lot of a change. Hamnet was just a stunning movie. And this one, movie that we saw this past week is called Send Help. And it's by an American director, filmmaker named Sam Raimi, who people may well have heard of, R-A-I-M-I. And I thought, well, this looks like it could be fun. Sam Raimi is known as a kind of a horror humor director. Well, it's like, okay, well, that sounds pretty good. I like horror. I like some horror. I like lots of humor. And that's what it was. In a nutshell, we're looking at the character played by Rachel McAdams, who is a really good employee for a very big firm. And she has been promised a promotion by the boss. And the boss, you know, who's an older fella, dies. And she was going to become, the character played by Rachel McAdams, was going to be the new vice president. And it turns out when the boss died, he brought his son in, and his son is kind of chic and kind of horrible, actually, and doesn't really know a whole lot of what's going on in the firm. But meanwhile, he has been given the promotion, not Rachel McAdams. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, now what? She's extremely disappointed, needless to say. But she hasn't got a whole lot of, she hasn't got much going for her, except the fact that she's very smart and knows the business. So when he makes it clear that, no, you're not getting the job, but here's what we'll do. We'll take you with us, me and my cronies, my guys, and we'll go to a big meeting. And what happens on the way to the meeting is not a surprise, but basically the plane, which is a private plane, goes down. And Rachel McAdams' character has been trying to be on the Survivor TV show, look like her whole life. And she's become very knowledgeable about survival. So there she is. Initially, she thinks she's alone on this, basically, this desert island. And unfortunately, unfortunately, her boss, who's a young actor played by Dylan O'Brien, who I had no clue about. Turns out he's done quite well for a young guy. He's like 34, and he's been making movies now for a while. Anyway, he is with her on the desert island. That's where the send help part comes in. And over the period of time that they're there, he is injured, and he's bitter, and he still can't stand her. So this is sort of the comedy part. So they're just alone on the island, the two of them, until she ends up saving his life on more than one occasion. And it looks as if, oh, well, something good is happening here. I will not go further into that except to say that nothing good was happening there. They were, he continues to despise her, and she's really kind of a frump. She has nothing much going for her physically. But as I said, she's very knowledgeable about this company that he is now taking over and leaving her out in the cold. But there they are on this island, and there are some twists. And it's, of course, a very beautiful island, so there's nothing else watching the movie. It's fun if you like to look at jungle scenery. And there are some, as I say, quite funny parts. And the Rachel McAdams character can do just about anything in terms of survival. So she ends up keeping both of them alive. I won't go into the rest of it because it does get, there are some twists and turns, and I don't want to spoil it. But I would say it's very entertaining. So if you are someone who feels that you can deal with a kind of a horror movie, comedy horror movie, then this is one that you will definitely want to take in. And of course, as with many movies, it's better on a big screen in a movie theater than on a small screen in your house. And I'll just put in a little plug for the Maison de Cinema. They've been kind of steadily revamping their theaters, of which there are something like 12. So now when you go into several of the theaters, they're really comfortable. The sound is excellent. The picture is amazing. And in the theater where we saw Send Help, each seat is a Lazy Boy. I've never had that before. And I thought, this won't work because I'll fall asleep. But in fact, the movie was riveting enough that I did not fall asleep, but I was very comfortable. And I would say if you haven't been to the movies recently, or even if you have, there's now all these really comfy theaters with great sound and great picture. And in this case, Lazy Boy cheers. So again, if you are not going to care about that, then you might as well wait for this to reach your home screen. But I would say don't. Go to the movies. It's not hugely expensive. It's fun. There are now lots of people going to the movies. And I can see why, because they just make the experience of watching the film that much better. No more words about that, but think about it next time you're looking to see what happens to be playing either downtown at the Maison de Cinema or uptown at the Galaxy Cinema. Truth be told, I have not been to the Galaxy Cinema for quite some time because it's further away, and it means I just don't have the same feeling. The Maison de Cinema is really quite cozy. Galaxy Cinema is not, and they often have very similar, they may even have exactly the same movies showing, but I would always choose the Maison de Cinema over Galaxy. Okay, that's enough about movies and movie theaters.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week. Talk next week.